The most critical piece of advice that I've ever gotten, and I won't name who, they would always tell me, hey man, keep going. Just keep going. All the time, every time. Believing in yourself, a lot of hard work and a lot of visualization. And I know that kind of sounds very, very simple, but you know, I think Da Vinci said simplicity is the ultimate sophistication, right? And it's not always making the last shot. It's under pressure doing what you're supposed to do and coming out successful. So, you know, sometimes it would be a big rebound. Sometimes it would be an assist. Sometimes it would be defense. I always saw myself being successful and in terms of shots, you know, anytime I hit a big shot, everyone would be so surprised. I would be surprised if I didn't make it. I put the work into this every day, all day. And then when I'm done with it, guess what I do? I dream about it. I visualize it. I see myself being successful. My edge was my intensity. My edge was my focus and my commitment. I always prepared myself mentally for whatever is coming. I would try to practice those things over and over. Hold the trophy and kiss it. And that's what everybody sees. They don't see the day where you do not feel like going to the gym at all. Nobody can talk me into it, even yourself. You're telling yourself, no, I'm too tired. I'm achy. There's no way I can make it. You gotta go. You know, it's all about work ethic. It's all about what you choose to do in life. What is important to you. You want to be great? Oh man, prepare to get up off that mat. You're going to get knocked down over and over and over. And even when you feel like, no, I can't be hit this hard. Or if you're down there thinking, there's no way I can get up from this. That's when you're just starting. What is that goal that you're going to identify and go after and say, I'm going to go after this thing wholeheartedly. It doesn't matter what other people say. This is what I feel. It's positive. I love it. You know, the whole world disappears when I do it, and I'm going to channel this thing so I can help myself, so I can help other people. I think, you know, putting everything in the fine and that's kind of what I transfer it to now. But like now, I just try to, you know, do it with my work ethic, you know. Be responsible, think about those things that I'm putting my time into and what I want to accomplish while I'm doing these things. You know, I think that's where I'm at now. But the passion, the purpose, you know, that never goes anywhere. For me, I knew that I was going to play basketball professionally, or at least I had a very, very good shot when I was 17 years old. That's when I knew all the way. Now, before that, that's all I ever did. It's funny. It's a funny question. You say, when did you do basketball? When did you know basketball was going to be it? I always knew it. I always worked towards it. You know, the NBA was my goal from the jump. Every day, all day. But I just didn't do it with words. You know, I went and I went to go seek the information. If I heard Michael Jordan got 1,000 shots up, well, if he's doing it, I want to be like that one day. I need to get 1,000 shots up. I looked for any morsel of information that would help me in my journey. And so, you know, I wanted to make sure that I worked as hard as they did. If I heard about how hard they worked, I wanted to do that same thing, you know, because it just made sense to me. If the pros are doing this, then this is what I am aspiring to do. I might not even be able to get up 1,000 shots because I have to go, or I have to go home, or I'm too tired. But you eventually work up your stamina. You have those goals that you want to reach. And this is just on the practice level. This isn't even playing games. This isn't doing anything attached to glory yet. We're just talking about love and dedication of being in the gym. Keep going. And then after that, you keep going. And then after that, you keep going. Because it's about what we do. It's about how we handle the situation. It's not about what happens to us, because things are going to happen. How are you going to separate yourself from everybody else. And I always thought, anytime it got really incredibly hard, I would think about all the people quitting right now and how they're going to feel in a few years, hopefully if we're alive, that they're just going to say, man, what if I hadn't have given up? What if I would have kept going? Don't say what if. Please, 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 please don't have the what ifs down the road. You keep going now, and I'm telling you, you'll be in a better place than you would be if you quit. The aspirations, the dreams of what it takes, the commitment to hard work, but more importantly, how many lumps you've got to take. That's when your survival skills have to kick in, and hopefully you've trained enough in your mental preparation and really believe enough in yourself to get up. Because, you know, everybody, I think we always said the easiest thing to do is hold that trophy. That's the easiest thing to do in this process. And that's only going to be for a very short amount of time. The work, the will, the commitment, getting up when you're knocked down. I mean, you know, throughout Kobe's career and Michael's career, LeBron's career, Dwayne's career, Magic Johnson's career, there's always going to be these struggles that or challenges that you have to get over. And the hardest part is, in you trying to be one of the best in the game, there's going to be a tension with it, right? You're put on a pedestal and you fall even harder, you know, when you do. So I really had to learn how much you have to prepare. You have to live it. You have to want it so bad to where you'll sacrifice those Saturday nights or Friday nights with your friends. This is what I'm going to put my time into because this is what I want. And being around all of those great players, getting to see their commitment, see their rituals, see how much they put into the game. I mean, it was second to none, and I always take those processes. And, you know, that's what I tried to bring into the book as well. I wanted to interject those stories that I heard from my heroes as well. We'll be right back.